Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Prison chaplains have been given accommodation for OC spray. That's the topic on the table today on today's Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mee, Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. So the Bureau of Prisons has now granted religious accommodation to prison chaplains at various federal correctional institutions who had been punished for not carrying OC spray, which is commonly known maybe as pepper or mace, but I think a little stronger in the prison system, as a weapon against inmates to whom they had been tasked to minister and counsel. Now, Matt, this is a win for us at Liberty Counsel since we had advised the BOP that they were being incorrect in requiring these prison chaplains to carry this OC spray. So we are rejoicing that our letter to the BOP telling them that they needed to allow the chaplains to exercise their religious freedom is a great victory.
It is. This all stems back prior to, of course, the passage of the Eric Williams Correctional Officer Protection Act of 2015. Prior to that, chaplains in federal prisons have long been given accommodations to work unarmed because their personal faith convictions and the pastoral nature of their role in ministering to inmates. So they were long given religious liberty accommodations. And because, you know, from their perspective is, and there's nothing wrong, Holly, as you know, with self-defense. There's
sure.
Nothing wrong with being prepared to defend oneself. But these pastors, these chaplains, felt a conviction that they wanted these prisoners that they're ministering to trust them, right? It makes sense.
Right.
And they didn't want the presence of a weapon to kind of come between and create that sense of separation, I guess. And so these pastors, some of them, a number of them, in fact, have been punished because they said, no, I refuse to carry this weapon. And some of them have even been banned from ministering over time to these, since 2015, since the passage of this bill, to these prisoners. Liberty Counsel, the great news is here, has gotten involved and educated the Bureau of Prisons on the First Amendment and that they have overreached and overstepped here. And what I love to see, Holly, that without any kind of litigation or a lawsuit having to be filed, the Bureau of Prisons said, oh, well we didn't really realize that, I guess. So they stepped up, and to their credit, you know,
right,
people make mistakes. They did the
sure
right thing here. So that's good news.
I mean, they were even demanding the chaplains take training to use the OC spray. And as you said earlier, they had banned many of them from the ministry at the prisons, told them they had to leave if they weren't going to follow these rules. And we not only submitted a letter, but we also shared with them the memos that President Trump, as well as Attorney General Sessions, had given out regarding protecting religious liberty in the federal workplace. This falls under that. So we are really pleased that the Bureau of Prisons has accommodated this religious belief. And as you said, there was no lawsuit or anything that was required, but they simply realized that they were being incorrect. And as a result, the chaplains have been able to come back to their positions. One even who had been banned from ministry since Easter of last year was able to come back in time just for a Christmas Eve service, and he had 250 inmates in attendance. You know, and the thing is that these chaplains, obviously, they have spiritual warfare that's going on, but they carry their spiritual armor versus OC spray, and because there has to be a trust between them and the chaplains, and it's been shown that their presence prevents violence and assists the inmates in returning to society as productive citizens. So it's not typically a threat for them not to have the OC spray.
Well, and you think, for the Bureau of Prisons here to start punishing these chaplains, and it was when these chaplains began to request religious accommodations that some were banned, others were subjected to various forms of coercion even. And in keeping with President Trump and Attorney General Sessions' directive to federal agencies and all federal government officials and in leadership roles and so forth, that that religious liberty is back on the table under the Obama administration. Regrettably, it has been under attack at levels that are unprecedented, frankly, in American history. Well, now we have a president who thankfully, you know, whatever his own faith background may or may not be, as is unclear, he says he's a Christian. But one thing we do know is he is availing himself of wise counsel and surrounding himself, thankfully, with Christian men and women, leaders in the Christian community, even people like Matt Staver, who is issuing recommendations and things to help even this Trump administration. He has surrounded himself with people like Matt Staver, who are going to help him to see the import of our First Amendment guaranteed right to religious free exercise. And we see that playing out here in the case with these prison chaplains and the Bureau of Prisons, thankfully.
Right. You know, and we at Liberty Council, we have the privilege to be involved and to stand for religious liberty issues, whether it's Kim Davis, you know, with a same-sex marriage license, or Good News Clubs trying to share the gospel on different campuses. You know, we're able to stand for those religious liberty issues. And that's so important. That's a privilege we have to fight for, because it can, as you see in our culture, it's quickly going away. I mean, we have a case that went before the Supreme Court with the cake artist in Colorado. Mm-hmm. You know, we're waiting for the results on that, probably this June, that will come out.
And Liberty Council has filed an amicus brief in that case of Jack Phillips of Masterpiece
right.
Cakes, right?
Right. So these are all important issues of religious liberty that will quickly be taken away if we don't fight for them. And this is just another one, another opportunity that we had for these chaplains to be able to stand for them and say, you know, this is not right. They choose their religious, sincerely held religious beliefs require them not to carry OC spray because they want to minister to these inmates. You know, when
sure.
you think about so many inmates that come to Christ when they're in prison and then able to go out into society changed because of that. So these chaplains have a tremendous role in their lives because of that. So we want to protect their religious freedom so they're enabled to do God's work in the prisons.
Yeah, and it's a win-win. Unfortunately, there are people who are opponents of religious liberty. And,
mm-hmm.
and sadly, what I think they fail to recognize is that when we have religious liberty, when the First Amendment is honored and protected, everybody wins.
Right.
Freedom is for everyone. And the religious accommodations and religious liberties that come with that, it all is in keeping with free speech, freedom of the press. If we start to break down and chip away at if our freedoms in one aspect of the First Amendment, in this case, religious free exercise, starts to deteriorate, then it starts to break down in other areas as well, in terms of free speech and the right of assembly and the freedom of the press. And so this helped instill a respect and garner a respect for these accommodations. Federal law, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, just helps to bolster the First Amendment. But they require reasonable accommodations such as this for people like these chaplains working in a federal prison. And listen, I'm a former law enforcement officer. I get
oh,
it.
Really?
If some of these, yeah, I was for 3 years in Colorado. And if folks, you know, feel like they want to have that extra layer of protection, there's nothing wrong
sure.
with that. That's our point here, isn't to bash, you know, self-defense or say they shouldn't carry OC spray. But as the early Christians, you didn't see them running around with clubs, right? As they
right.
were ministering in case they were attacked. No, they said they knew that there would be persecution and they were willing to accept it. But these chaplains are saying, no, we want to remove that barrier and open up an additional layer of trust. Because for a lot of these prisoners, these chaplains are really their last line of hope.
Exactly. And you just think about that one chaplain who was able to come back for Christmas Eve. He had 250 inmates in attendance. And we don't know how many of those inmates would have made a decision for Jesus Christ for eternity. So we are grateful that we were able to stand with these chaplains, as we stand with many in the area of religious freedom. And as always, remember, you can make a difference in this battle for religious liberty. Please pray for us. Please pray for these issues and for Liberty Council. And stay informed at our website at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.